you had a chance to realize.
No, growing up, really, I always knew I had kind of big hands. My siblings used to make fun of me all the time. But coming here, I kind of knew I'd have a. I mean, I'd measure at a pretty big size, so I was trying to shoot
Oklahoma
for. I was trying to shoot for that 12.
Jimmy Bean, table five. Oklahoma State defensive end Jimmy Bean, table five.
No, I never got to shake hands with Jared Goff yet. No. Yeah. Well, I think this season I really had a lot of success from the inside, and I think it's because I'm pretty quick, you know, on offensive guards, and you know, it really gives me the advantage to really set me apart from some of the other interior linemen here. Yeah. You know, it was heartbreaking, you know, falling short against the Buckeyes 2 years ago. But you know, it was a big learning curve for all of us. We knew what it took to get there, and you know, that it was just unfortunate this year we just couldn't put things together at the right times.
How much have you talked to Harold Armstead, and are there any things that you can kind of glean from his rookie year that you can apply to yourself in your rookie year?
Oh yeah, definitely. Me and Eric, we've been talking a lot lately. He's back at Exos where I was training at, where he trained at last year, and you know, he was just giving me, you know, some tips on, you know, what to look for, you know, what to look out for, you know, when I get here and, you know, at the next level, you know, what I should look forward to.
How do you compare your game to his? Is it similar? Body types are the same. Is your game the same as well?
In ways, you know, they're similar, but also at times they're different. You know, you know, Eric is a big power guy. You know, he likes to use his power all the time. But sometimes I like to, you know, kind of finesse some, you know, be a little, I don't know how you say it, a little shake and bake a little sometimes. you know, I can't use my power all the time, so I like to try and get around and beat, you know, the offensive linemen. I feel like I'm more athletic than them. To be honest, no. I feel like I can play in any system, you know, whether it's a 4-3 or a 3-4. I mean, I feel like I'm able to play in any type of system because I played all types of techniques before.
What are the 4-3 teams? What do they see you
as? More of an interior lineman, D-tackle, you know, being able to rush from the inside and all that stuff. And so I... No, not yet. Mm-hmm. So far, I met with the Dallas Cowboys. You know, I feel like they're really interested in it, you know, in me. They see a lot of good things in me, but they also, you know, showed film of, you know, some of the things I wasn't doing right and everything and that I have to fix. And so, you know, I'm just, you know, taking everything in and learning from all the coaches here. I mean, I played the 3-4 all at Oregon, so I feel like I fit pretty well. You know, if I go to a team that plays a 3-4, you know, I feel like I'll be able to pick everything up really fast and all that stuff. And, you know, with a 4-3, at times in high school I played in a 4-3, and so I know I can play in a 4-3 as well. So, I mean, I really have no preference in where I go. especially, you know, not last year, but the year before when Eric was still here. I'm pretty sure every game we played, the old linemen, when we get on the field, they look at me, him, and Balducci, and they're all like, man, you guys are big as hell. So, and we kind of just look at each other and we just laugh because literally every team we played against, they said the same thing. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure at times he did, yeah.
So you have a chance to quarterback, connect with him at all?
I haven't been able to talk to Chip yet, but I've been able to talk to my old D-line coach, Coach Jerry Azanero. We got to catch up for a little bit.
Table three, Stanford linebacker Blake Martinez, table three.
No, yeah, you know, the informal meetings when we were just walking around by the train station. I saw Coach Az, and so I came up to him, and we just kind of caught up a little bit. You know, he was asking about how my family was doing, and I was asking how he was doing and everything. So it was nice to catch up with him. I haven't talked to him since freshman year, so. Oh, I mean, that I'm one of the best D linemen in this draft, and I played in every technique possible, you know, from nose to, you know, rushing outside and in, and I can do everything. I can stop the run. I can also rush the passer, which I did a lot better this year and improved this year in the offseason and showed that, and you know, they can get a complete defensive lineman when they pick me. Yeah, it's really just the finishing part, because you know, throughout the years I've been getting back there, I just haven't been able to, you know, break down and finish and, you know, make, you know, complete the sack and everything. The quarterback would always get away from me, and so this year in the offseason, I really focused on, you know, closing down when I get towards the quarterback. Well, first of all, the inside is closer towards the quarterback, and you know, I just feel like, I don't know what it is. I think it's just a mental thing, you know, being inside and closer. I'm right there, and I feel like the O-line, I'm more athletic than an O lineman. So, you know, I can really just use whatever I have in my arsenal to beat them.
Of course, you had a lot of different jersey combinations at the University of Oregon. Can I just ask, which one was your favorite?
My favorite, I think, would be the Rose Bowl jerseys that we wore, yeah. Yeah, this season I just felt like to be honest, I felt like a bully on the field. I was just more comfortable. You know, I knew coming in this season that I could really have my way with some guys, and I really just, you know, when I stepped on the field, I just tried to be a bully.
What happened to your dad? How did that change you as a kid?
I mean, it changed me a lot. I mean, I had to mature a lot earlier than some of my friends. You know, I've had to take care of my, you know, at times I had to take care of my younger brother, you know, trying to stay on him when he's, you know, having troubles in school. Just being able to do extra things that my dad used to do around the house that I had to, you know, pick up and do to help my mom out, because she was working, you know, all day, all night. And, you know, she was staying at the hospital with my dad when he was in a coma. Just, you know, all the little things that I could have done to help my mom, really, and it really helped me mature into the man I am today. And you know, my family, my extended family, was a lot of help too, you know, helping me and my family out in that, you know, in that devastating time. Oh yeah, we talk about it all the time. You know, being reunited and you know, just taking the lead together. I mean, it'll be a crazy experience, you know, being able to play with him again and having our old coaching staff.
Louisville defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins, podium C.